The Symphony No. 30 in C Major by Haydn, nicknamed the Alleluia Symphony. And we heard it played by the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hogwood. Coming up in about 20 minutes, there's a little piano lullaby by Tchaikovsky. And just after that, a string piece written by a 12-year-old. You're listening to Morning Classics on WPR.
Morning Edition is everywhere.
Lourdes Garcia,
Alice Fuda,
Ari Shapiro,
NPR News,
Monrovia,
Sao Paulo,
Beirut,
London. Reporting from bunkers, streets, alleys, jungles, and deserts. But most importantly, we're wherever you are. Start your day with a trip around the world and wake up with Morning Edition from NPR News.
And you can wake up starting at 5 a.m. with Morning Edition, and it runs until 9 o'clock and includes quite a bit of Wisconsin news as well.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio is provided by the Wisconsin Public Radio Association Endowment Fund, providing ongoing operating funds to help sustain the present and future operation of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support comes from the Choral Arts Society, presenting a concert tailor-made for lovers of choral music titled Endless Hallelujahs, Saturday, March 21st at First Presbyterian Church in Racine. For tickets, visit choralartsonline.org or call 262-634-3250.
Well, the temperatures are already warming up. It is 41 in Siren already and well into the 30s everywhere else in the state, heading up to highs in the 50s today. We have music next, written for a special kind of oboe, the oboe d'amore, or oboe of love. It's a little bit bigger than a regular oboe, and it has kind of a sweeter, maybe more gentle tone. And you can think of it as the mezzo of the oboe family. We're going to hear oboist Thomas Stacey playing with the Toronto Chamber Orchestra in this concerto by Telemann for the oboe d'amore.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Concerto for the Oboe d'Amore, the Oboe of Love, by Telemann, dating from around 1717 or so. And we heard the Oboe d'Amore played by Thomas Stacey, and he was also playing with the Toronto Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Kevin Mallon. There's another concerto on the playlist this morning, but of a very different sound, and that is the Piano Concerto in A Minor by Grieg. That's coming up, in about an hour and a half or so. And next, if you're a little stressed out, there's some music by Tchaikovsky that might be just the ticket. You're listening to Morning Classics.
One of the things we like best about WPR, the variety of programming, is our favorite thing. We want WPR to continue to provide the type of excellent programming that we enjoy listening to every day. I'm Marcia from Rorschach, Wisconsin, and even though I'm retired, my former employer, Century Insurance, continues to match my donations to WPR, and I hope your company does also.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a place for great stories, news from around the state, inspiring music, and smart entertainment. There's always something new to discover on WPR, and support from members helps make it all possible. Thank you.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, UW Parkside's 2015 theater series kicks off with Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream running March 6th through the 14th. A matinee performance will take place at 10 a.m. on March 13th. For more, visit uwp.edu/therita.
From a collection of 18 pieces or so, we're going to hear The Berceuse, or The Lullaby by Tchaikovsky, as played by Vladimir Ashkenazy.
Thank you.
A nice little oasis. That was the Berceuse, or Lullaby by Tchaikovsky, played by Vladimir Ashkenazy. We're going to hear from a fellow who became known for amazing melodies. That's just ahead here on WPR.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Menominee Street Dental, Becca Cates, and Birch Creek Music Performance Center. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor.
Support for classical music on WGTD comes from Piasecki Althaus, honoring personal legacies in the circle of life. They believe that every detail counts and every memory matters. Piasecki Althaus is located in Kenosha on 39th Avenue, serving the community since 1931.
You're listening to Morning Classics. I'm Stephanie Elkins. And if you're curious about what you're hearing, we keep a calendar playlist, and you can find all of the details, the composer, conductor, orchestra, and recording information on our website. Just click on music and you'll see a link there for the calendar playlist, and you can look it up by the day. And that synchronizes every evening with our website, so all of today's information will be available for you a little bit later this evening. This is a piece that was composed by Rossini when he was only 12 years old. He later went on to write so many operas that we know and love, Barbara of Seville and William Tell and Cinderella, with great melodies. And you can already hear some of that emerging, that melody writing, in this String Sonata No. 6 in D, played here by I Solisti Veneti.
Thank you.
String Sonata No. 6 in D by a 12-year-old Gioacchino Rossini. It was played there by I Solisti Veneti, conducted by Claudio Scimone. Norman Gilliland will be here in about an hour, and he has a story from Grace Notes for you at 11:30, and then we'll have some news from NPR and WPR at noontime. Lots of great music between now and then. Next hour, we're going to hear from Mozart and Vivaldi, and he has a piece featuring a baritone and orchestra by Mendelssohn. The forecast for today is gorgeous, relatively speaking, sunny and mild with highs in the 50s. Tonight will be clear and cold, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and it is already in the 30s and 40s around Wisconsin. You're listening to Morning Classics on WPR.
Support for WPR comes from the Florentine Opera, presenting Elmer Gantry, March 13th and 15th at the Marcus Center. This tale reflects on the rise and fall of a small-town preacher in early 20th century America. FlorentineOpera.org.
Support for WGTD comes from Vero International Cuisine in Racine on 6th Avenue near Monument Square, featuring American food with an international twist in a serene setting with intimate and exotic touches. Online at VeroInternationalCuisine.com. You're listening to WGTD HD.